Now, some hobbies and passions just get better with a group to do them with. After a Milwaukee resident went looking for a community chess club and couldn't find one, she decided to host her own chess event after inquiring in a neighborhood Facebook group. Now it's turned into a club. Olga Thomas is a Milwaukee photographer and the founder of the Bayview Knights Chess Club. Olga, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us, first of all, just about your love of the game of chess? Where did that start?
Well, as a little girl, I used to play chess with my father. And, you know, the times that I spent with him bonding over chess, learning from him, you know, feeling loved and validated, it's very meaningful to me. So chess has, I feel very nostalgic about it.
And also, I mean, chess, I know people teach it as a great way to think and to plan and think about consequences. What do we get out of chess when we play? What are the benefits for us?
Oh, gosh, I can't brag enough about the benefits of chess. I mean, it improves focus. It develops creativity, teaches you strategy, and it just teaches you that there are consequences for your actions. So these are all great life lessons, you know, things that we can apply into our everyday life.
Okay, here we are. We're coming out of the pandemic. What set you on a path trying to find a chess club in your area?
So we were looking for a local chess club, and because of the pandemic, it was difficult to find anything available. So I simply asked a question in one of the Facebook local groups and asked who wants to play chess with me and my son. And the response was overwhelming. I had probably hundreds of messages coming in from different people. And we quickly realized that that it should be an event. It was more than I could manage, you know, as scheduling different families. So we started holding events in our front yard.
Now tell us, how did you set up, how did you get ready for your first event, not knowing how many people were going to show up to play chess?
Well, I kind of got the sense that people are interested in participating in this kind of event. So as soon as we made the decision that we want to have our own chess club, within a week, we bought tables, we bought chairs. We had a logo made, we had a Facebook page, and our first event scheduled. We are doers.
And I guess you had 50 people show
up.
You had 50 people show up, I understand. Did you have 25 chess sets around, or did people have to bring their own?
I asked people to bring their own, but we had people coming in and out. So we didn't have 50 people at one, you know, at one time. People coming in and out and rotating, playing games with, different neighbors and friends. It was fun.
Now, this is a special time because we haven't been able to get together like we usually could. Chess groups, you couldn't really meet inside. What was the mood? What was the attitude for the people who showed up and enjoyed a game of chess or two?
A lot of excitement. I feel that being an outdoor event, it made people feel safe and comfortable to start interacting again with each other. So it was really neat to see the excitement. And what was neat for me was to see like a 10-year-old playing with a 60-year-old, you know, two people that would not normally interact in the everyday life. You know, they bonded over chess and it just sparked a conversation between these two. You know, it's just a singular case that I'm talking about, but it's just beautiful to see people from different backgrounds, different ethnicities coming together and, you know, doing something together, playing a game together.
And Olga, as we wrap up, you said you're a doer. You don't just think about stuff. So if somebody's out there listening, thinking, I'd love to start something in my community, whether it's chess or whatever kind of get together hobby, what would you say to them to get them to go from thinking to doing?
Well, you need a plan. So we came up with a plan pretty quick. quickly. So you need a plan, and then you just need to, you know, check box. Okay, what, how can I accomplish this? Step by step, you can make things happen.
Olga, thank you so much for sharing this with us, and good luck with the chess club.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you for having me.
That's Olga Thomas, Milwaukee photographer, founder of the Bayview Knights Chess Club.